W2OSR. W2OSR mobile.
AE2BSH mobile.
Good evening. Name here is Bob. Bravo, Oscar Bravo.
Good evening, Bob. The name is Aiden. I'll put in via Delta X right now. Hey.
Yeah. I don't feel... Okay, let me make sure I get the name right. So your first name is Aiden?
Correct. Alpha, India, Delta, Echo, November. Anyways, how's your day going?
Oh, sort of okay. I went to see my wife today. She had knee surgery back at the beginning of the month, and she's just getting ready to come out of the rehab place that she's been at, so I'll have her back home again, so that's a good thing. Just curious, where are you on Long Island? I'm up in Glen Cove right now.
At this current moment, I'm going through the Middle Island machine here. Oh, but I have a landline. I'll be listening to now, though.
Right, take care. Looks like the Middle Island machine is working well. 73W2OSR.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
YJ, this is WB2IKT with Baker 2, India Kilowatt Tango, New York. Over.
KG2ESY, listening. Nothing heard. KG2ESY, clear.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Z-Mobile.
WFYJ with a radio check.
Oh, clear, Harry.
Thank you, Peter. KC2FYJ clear.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Categories are officers and board members, committee chairs, W calls, K calls, N calls, AA through AL calls, EchoLink check-ins, IRLP check-ins, and finally, All-Star check-ins. When I announce your category, please give your call, and if you have traffic for the net, please state with traffic. Should you miss your category, there will be an opportunity for late check-ins after any traffic has been passed. I will now take check-ins for the net. The first category of check-ins is officers and board members. All officers and board members, please check in now. This is KC2FYG.
WB2AWC, the traffic.
K2KND with traffic.
WB2 setting, no traffic, good evening.
The net recognizes WB2AWC with traffic, K2KNB traffic, WB2ZEX. Jerry, I wasn't quite clear. Do you have traffic or no?
And this is on traffic.
Say again?
On traffic.
Wonderful. We keep getting static just as you're saying whether you do or do not have traffic. One more time, please.
Okay, no traffic, no traffic.
Got it. Thank you. Any other officers or board members wishing to check in this evening? Nothing heard. I'll next take check-ins from all Limark committee chairs. All Limark committee chairs, please check in now.
K2CGW. KC2. This is N2RQ.
NY2H.
The net recognizes K2TGW, KC2ZBT, N2RQ, and NY2H. Any other committee chairs wishing to check in this evening? Nothing heard. I'll now take check-ins from all calls beginning with the letter K. All K calls, please check in now.
This is KA2IYI.
KE2AWX.
KWCV.
Hang on a minute, folks. Everybody's jammed on top of each other, and I lost all of them. So let's try the K calls one more time. The KA2I something was the only thing that I was able to pick up.
KA2IYI. Good evening, Harry.
Kilo Charlie 2, November 4th, 6th. Delta
2,
Golf X-ray Lima.
Echo 2, Alpha Whiskey X-ray.
A2VCV, Kilowatt 2, Victor Charlie Victor.
KC1, SAM.
Kilo 2, Echo Papa Papa. Kilo 2, Echo Papa Papa.
Okay, much better. Now, the net recognizes KA2IYI, KC2NJV, KD2GXL, KE2AWX, K2VCV, KC1SAM, and K2EPP. Are there any other K calls wishing to check in this evening?
KD2, KNH. KD2, FIU.
Kilo Bravo 2, HHU.
Kilo Echo 2. The net recognizes KD2, KNH, KD2, FIU, KB2, HHU, and KE2, BXH. Any other K calls wishing to check in this evening? Nothing heard. We'll move on to the next category of calls, which is W call. All W calls, please check in now.
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Alpha Whiskey.
Whiskey 2, Tango Echo.
WA2N.
WA2, Romeo Alpha Sierra.
Okay, I had one that I'm not sure of and one double. So, the net recognizes WA2IAW, W2TE, that's a complete call, W2S2N, and WA2RAS. I'd like the W2TE station to confirm call first.
That is the correct call. W2TE.
Thank you for that. And then the station that doubled and I did not respond to or recognize, please come back with your call.
WA2KXE. I apologize, Harry.
Thank you, W2TE and WA2KXE. No need to apologize. It happens.
Are there any other W calls wishing to check in this evening? Nothing heard. On 10 calls. This is KC2FYJ, net control for the Limark Information Net. I'm now taking check-ins for all calls beginning with the letter N. All N calls, please check in now.
November 2, Delta Yankee, India, Central North Carolina.
N2ZU6.
The net recognizes N2DYI and N2ZUC. Are there any other N calls wishing to check in this evening?
November 2, Papa India Tango.
DIT recognized. Any other N calls wishing to check in this evening? Nothing heard. We'll move on to the extra class calls, AA through AL. Any AA through AL calls wishing to check in this evening, please check in now. Nothing heard. Anybody coming in via EchoLink this evening?
A0VIO.
WW2RG.
N2EIT.
Okay, NET recognizes KB0GIO, WW2RG, and there was a double. It sounded like N2BIT and something else, but I suspect I mangled that. So with those two stations, please try again. Try and not step on each other.
It's Harry, it's N2PIT, November 2, Papa India Tango on EchoLink.
And I had I am checked it already under the end call.
Alpha Romeo
Anyone
Alpha.
Else under EchoLink?
Net control with the correction. It's K0GIO.
Thank you for that correction. I'm not sure where I got that B from. K0GIO. Anyone else coming in via EchoLink?
Did you catch W2MIT Alpha Romeo Alpha?
Just had another double. Please try again, gentlemen.
W2MIT. Kilo Echo 2 Alpha Romeo Alpha.
W2MIT and KE2ARA both recognized. Are there any other stations coming in via EchoLink this evening? Nothing heard. Anybody coming in via IRLP this evening? Nothing heard. Anyone coming in via the All-Star nodes this evening? Nothing heard. Is there anyone else wishing to check in this evening? There will be a chance for late check-ins after we handle traffic.
AC2BZB.
AC2BZB recognized. Okay, at this point we will handle traffic. I have two stations listing traffic this evening. I'll take them in order of office. So the first up with traffic will be Richie, KMB. Richie, please go ahead with your traffic.
Hi, thank you, Harry, and this is Richie, KMB. Good evening to all. First of all, we had a very nice presentation at Valley Stream South High School last week. It was a contact with the ARIS, which is the International Space Station, but when there's a ham radio operator on board, having contact with the Earth, it becomes known as ARIS, Amateur Radio International Space Station. The contact went very well. You know, it's a limited period of time, depending on the path that the space station is taking. I think it was about 15 minutes or 16 minutes. The students were able to get in 11 or 12 questions. Kids did very well, staff very well prepared. They filled the gymnasium there. They don't have an auditorium, but they filled the gymnasium with the whole high school, which was, I guess, 9th through 12th. several hungry teams for sure, very well behaved, and the contact went very well. And just as a reminder, when they have this, and it's a program that's run through NASA, it has to be sponsored by an amateur radio club. Even though it's a school, or we've done the Cradle of Aviation, we've actually done this now 5 times. Regardless of who it is, they have to have a club affiliation, and again, Limelock has proudly done 5 of them, all of which I'm glad to say have come out very well. Then we had our staff participating, Lou Malchuk, N2RQ, Jerry, WB2ZEX, myself, and Mark Kaczynski, and I forget his call offhand, I apologize. But Mark's daughter is the one, Bethany, I believe, is the one that wanted this program, and it began almost a year ago with applying for, receiving permission, and finally putting it together. But very well done, and a great staff to work with. A reminder that we're planning a one-day cram session for anyone that knows someone, a family member, or friends that would like to take the technician class exam. Now, ideally, we'd like to hear from these people. We're not just going to have the class and not know if somebody's going to show up. And at this point, we're not sure. We know there were 2 or 3 people that absolutely expressed an interest, but we haven't heard back from them. Please email education@bymark.org. We need to get people studying. We can do Zoom sessions with them. We could probably put together an in-person session. But right now, scheduled for November 11th is a one-day cram session. But we need to know that people are going to be there. So again, if it's a friend, a relative, whomever, please email education@limelock.org and let us know of your interest. If it works out well, then we would plan to have a cram session for the general class license at the end of November. But again, we need to know of interest. We just can't spend our time and not have people coming down. And finally, just a reminder that November 12th will be our indoor ham fest. As of now, I don't know, I think we have maybe 45 tables sold, something like that. We know that Gene KJI will be there and Dave Schneider will be there, so, you know, we know that you like to have the opportunity to buy new stuff and buy components, and Jeff Kostetsky with the used radios that he has, and, you know, all the regulars. So far we're okay, and we're waiting to hear from John B. at Quicksilver. But we'll also have a lot of Limelock equipment. Don't forget, equipment was donated to us, and we'll try to put out a nice selection of test equipment as well as ham radio equipment, and all at really good values. So look forward to that, and lots and lots and lots of door prizes, as well as a 50-50. So mark that down, November 12th, vendors at 7 o'clock, buyers at 8:45. Regardless, sometimes we write 9, but buyers can be getting it at 8:45, as long as the vendors are set up. That's everything from here. Thanks to everyone for signing in this evening. K2KND back to net control.
Thank you for that traffic, Richie. The other station listing traffic this evening, NWV2KWC, and go ahead with your traffic.
Okay, thank you, Harry. Wednesday, October 25th, is the fourth Wednesday of the month, so we will be having a computer, 30 p.m. Eastern Time on this repeater. Internet covers everything computer, desktops, laptops, and those systems embedded in your phones, rigs, cars, and almost any other electronic gadget that you may have. Not get on the air. You can make questions or comments to the net via email. Just send your email to computernet@limelock.org, and I will receive it. I'll put it on the air, and we'll try to answer it or comment on it. KC2FYJ.
Thank you for that traffic, Ken. Let's see, are there any other stations that have traffic for the net this evening but have not previously listed it? Nothing heard. Let me do a brief recap. We had a very nice presentation at Valley Stream High School. It was an ARIS contract with the space station. The contact went very well. It lasted about 15 minutes. There were 11 or 12 questions asked. The kids were very well prepared. The whole high school attended. This is our fifth sponsored contact with the space station. All have come out very well. This contact took almost a year to put together. A reminder, there will be a one-day cram session for the tech class exam. We'd like to hear from you beforehand. Please email education@limark.org. We need to get people studying. We need to know who will be there. Friends, relatives, all are welcome. And if it, Richie, one thing, you didn't mention the tentative date for that cram session. Do you have that handy?
Yes, Harry. It's November 11th. It'll be an all-day session. We'll provide some snacks or something for lunch and a test at the end of the day. And the reason why it works out well is that if for some reason someone doesn't pass the test that day but feels confident, they can come back the next day to the HamFest and take the test again. K2K and be back to them.
Thank you for that update. Okay, we'd like to hear from anyone who's interested beforehand so that we can get them going on studying. Please email education@limark.org. And if it works well, we'll arrange for a cram session for the general exam sometime near the end of November. November 12th is the Indoor HamFest. So far, 40 or so tables have been sold. Pretty much most of our big vendors should all be there. A lot of Limark equipment from Andy's collection will be available for sale. The vendors enter at 7, the buyers at 8:45 to 9 o'clock. WB2KWC reported that this Wednesday, the 25th, is the fourth Wednesday of the month, so there'll be a computer net at 8:30 p.m. on this repeater. Everything computer will be open for discussion. Desktop, laptop, phones, cars, embedded computers, etc. If you cannot get on the air, questions can be sent via email to computernet@limark.org. Okay. At this time, are there any late check-ins? Any late check-ins to the net this evening?
Kilo 2 Lima Oscar Romeo.
A2LOR recognized. Any other late check-ins this evening? I'd like to thank everyone who checked into the Limark Information Net for their participation and support this evening. If you were listening but did not check in, please feel free to check in next week. The Limark Swap and Shop Net will begin at the conclusion of this net, and Swap and Shop will be followed by Radio Newsline. This is KC2FYJ. Net Control. Please join us again next week at 8:30 p.m. for the next edition of the Limark Information Net. Good night, everyone. George, KD2FIU. Frequency is yours.
Thank you, Harry. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Limark Swap and Shop. This is George, KD2FIU, your Net Control. If at any time during the net you have emergency traffic, you can break in using the word emergency, and the net will be turned over to you to pass the traffic. This net meets every Monday night following the Limark InfoNet. The purpose of the net is to buy, to sell, or to trade ham radio equipment or related electronic equipment. This is a directed net, so all communication is to go through net control. If you have an item that you want to list, or that you want, please indicate with traffic while you're checking in, and we'll come back to you after taking further check-ins. Try to give a price and give your contact information. This net is open to check-in so that we could take any further listings, want ads, or clarification of the traffic. Would anybody like to check in to the Limark Swap and Shop?
K2KNB with traffic.
KC2FYJ supporting.
K0GIO supporting.
K2KNB with traffic tonight. KC2FYJ and K0GIO. Would anybody else like to join the Limark Swap and Shop?
WA2KX, you know traffic. Good evening, George.
And good evening, WA2KXE. Anybody else want to join the Limark Swap and Shop? Okay, Richie, K2KND, take it away.
That time complete.
Hi, George. Thanks. This is K2KND. So, first item is a TYT quad, 2x440, 6-meter, and 10-meter FM. And it's a TYT. I think last week I put it up as a YAESU, which I still can't believe that I don't have a YAESU buried somewhere. Anyway, it's a TYT quad, looking for $125 for that. For another $20, we have the quad antenna, which just needs a base mount for it. Then we have the ICOM ICR3, which is a handheld all-band receiver in excellent working condition, for $125 for that. We have an ICOM ICR7000, that's a receiver only, and we're looking for $200 for that. And then we have the YAESU DX6R, brand new in a box, $200. I can be reached k2knd@limark.org, or you can call me at 516-694-4937. That's it. Back to Nick.
Thank you, Richie, for bringing in a lot of good stuff here tonight. And I'm going to go over it again so I get it in the log right and clarify it. The quad band FM mobile transceiver is a TYT transceiver in good condition, excellent condition, asking $125. And there is a quad band mobile antenna available. And I believe you said $20 or $25 for that. I'm not sure. Also, we got two receivers here, an ICOM handheld ICR3, asking $125 for that. The other receiver is the ICOM R7000 receiver, asking $200 for that. And how about a YAESU EX6R handheld tri-band FM transceiver? Wideband receiver on this radio, and Richie, I think you were asking $200 for that. I can go over this again, but I'm going to turn it back to you for any corrections or additions, and then I'll come back with your repeating your contact. Over to you, Rich.
Yeah, everything correct there, George. I did want to add one other thing, and this is the Drake 2B receiver. Doesn't have a speaker in it, so you need to, I believe you need to have an external speaker with it. It turns on, I haven't really looked at it any further, but this is something that I've owned myself for quite a number of years, and it's, you know, I guess it's a category of a boat anchor, but it's a beautiful boat anchor. If you have the opportunity to look it up, see what it looks like, it's just an unbelievably good-looking radio. And even if I never turn it on, that's why I have a second one. But that's the J2B, and I'm looking for $200 for that. Everything else is correct, George.
This is KD2FIU with the Limark Swap and Shop. Thank you, Richie, for adding that on. Drake, 2B receiver. And this is an old classic. Richie's asking $200 for the Drake 2B receiver on top of the TYT quad band FM, an available quad mobile antenna, the ICOM ICR3 handheld receiver, and the ICOM R7000 receiver, along with the YAESU VX6R tri-band HT, that's 2-meter, 220 and 440. And you can reach Richie at this at this email, k2knd@limark.org. 416-694-4937. That's K2KND@Limark.org, or 516-694-4937. Rich, thank you for bringing every bit of this in for us here tonight. And if there's anything else, back to you.
No, but just a reminder that hopefully within the next few days, a week or so, John, KD2HVS, will have his facility ready for sales of Limark equipment, as well as John is looking to set up service to people where he'll make cables and do some basic repairs for people. And that shop will be located in Deer Park. And again, a lot of Andy's equipment, a lot of test equipment, and you got to be of the right mindset to be able to pick up something really inexpensive and work on it. You know, check it out and see if you can put it back together. Because some of the things that Andy had, if they were in working condition, they're $2,000. As they are now, you know, we're going to ask $50 or $75 because we're not going to try to work on them. But if you can work on them and put some sweat equity in there and get some money out of it, that's a great thing. Anyway, that's it, George. Just a reminder that we will have a shop up and running hopefully shortly. K2KND back tonight.
Thank you, Richie, for bringing that in because a lot of test equipment was available and is available for our liking. Okay. I would like to thank K2KND tonight, KC2FYJ, K0GIO, and WA2KXE for joining us. This net will be followed by Amateur Radio Newsline. Thanks to everyone for listening tonight, and this is KD2FIU, closing the net at 2105. 7-3.
Yeah, just stand by one when I get news line set up.
Amateur Radio Newsline, report number 2399, with a release date of Friday, October 20th, 2023, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. A global solar eclipse QSO party offers a world of insights, a record fine from the FCC, and Amateur Radio Digital Communications is looking for volunteers for four committees. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2399 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Union, Kentucky, here's Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
Our top story looks at the recent annular solar eclipse known as the Ring of Fire. It was visible in some parts of the Americas, but amateur radio operators proved that its impact on the ionosphere was felt around the world. Jack Parker, W8ISH, brings us that report.
The world was invited on October 14th to the Solar Eclipse QSO Party, part of the HAMSCI Festivals of Eclipse Ionospheric Science Projects, and HAMS, shortwave listeners and university-based researchers, accepted the challenge. In the western United States and parts of South America, where the eclipse was most visible, eclipse watching was combined with making QSOs on all bands using all modes to help generate data about the eclipse changing impact on propagation. The QSO party was the largest of a number of experiments, and few participants took the research and the party theme more to heart than Nathaniel Frizzle, W2NAF, HAMSCI's founder. His own QTH became a party with a purpose, filled with food as well as operators and assistants. His wife, Rachel, W2RUF, his mother, Anne Marie, KC2KRQ, one of his students, Thomas, KE2BAC, and scientist Bob McGuire, N4HY, were on the team. They called CQ, monitored Doppler shift changes throughout the eclipse, watched the reverse beacon network, and received PSK reporter updates from Phil Gladstone, N1DQ, the website.
Amateur radio newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
Site owner. Nathaniel told Newsline that results gathered from QSOs made worldwide will be released over time and will ultimately appear in a peer-reviewed journal. If you were late to the party or missed it entirely, more experiments are planned for the total eclipse in April of 2024. Hams looking to get involved can join the Google group by visiting the HamSci website at hamsci.org. Noting that hams in places like West Bengal, India, eagerly participated this month, Amateur Radio Community Coordinator Gary Middleton, AF8A, said he encouraged hams there to set up a similar study when Asia experiences its next solar eclipse. Meanwhile, Ed Epchak, WX2R Public Information Officer, told Newsline that HamSci is continuing its outreach to clubs whose members want to learn more, just in time for the QSO party in April. This is Jack Parker, W8ISH.
The ham radio community in Virginia and beyond has lost a good friend and longtime leader. We hear about him from Jim Dameron, N8TMW.
An active and enthusiastic contester and DXer, William Smith, K4WMS, is being remembered by friends who shared time with him at Dayton or worked hard as a team member with him operating in DX contests from his shack. Bill became a silent key October 6th after a brief illness. The former U.S. Army captain extended his friendly competitiveness into other areas, such as raceboat driving and bowling. He was also a local leader in amateur radio in his Virginia community and had served as president of the Mount Airy VHF Club and Frankfort Radio Club. Bill was also remembered as a frequent visitor to Hamvention in Ohio. According to his QRZ.com page, he first got his license in 1976 when he lived in New Jersey and moved in 1999 to Virginia. In an online tribute, friends remembered him as a radio operator who kept the door to his shack always open, leaving everyone with great memories of days and nights spent contesting together. Bill was 86. This is Jim Dameron, N8TMW.
There's a new postage stamp in Australia, and it's being issued as a tribute to radio. John Williams, VK4JJW, has those details.
November of 1923 marked a big moment in public radio in Australia as the station...
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
In 23 marked a big moment in public radio in Australia as the station 2BL, which was first licensed as 2SB, went on the air with its first public radio broadcast. To mark the occasion, Australia Post has issued a stamp with an illustration that Katrina Noble, Executive General Manager of Retail, called an iconic scene. The artist shows a woman listening to a radio console set to the Music Lovers Hour on that early station. This was the station that eventually became ABC Radio Sydney. The stamp's first day of issue was Tuesday, 17th of October. It costs $1.20 in Aussie dollars. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
Amateur Radio Digital Communications is looking for volunteers who can serve on one of its four committees in 2024. The ARDC committees handle grant application evaluation, technical advising for 44Net, and conduct review. The ARDC is also looking for volunteers to serve on its newest committee, which will evaluate and analyze grant reports. To apply or to get details about each of these committees, visit the link that appears in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. The application deadline is October 31st. Charging a New York City broadcaster with radio piracy, the U.S. regulator, is fining them an unprecedented amount, as we hear from Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
In the U.S., the Federal Communications Commission has levied a record pirate radio fine of $2.3 million against an unlicensed New York City broadcaster. This is one of the earliest actions the agency has taken under legislation passed in January of 2020 to toughen the FCC's enforcement. The law, known as the Pirate Act, gives the FCC increased ability to act against pirate broadcasters, authorizing fines of as much as $100,000 per violation, up to a total of $2 million. The acronym stands for Preventing Illegal Radio Abuse Through Enforcement. According to a report in Radio World, the operators of Radio Impacto 2 received notices of apparent liability in March for their unlicensed operation on 105.5 megahertz from a station located in the city's borough of Queens. According to media accounts, Radio Impacto 2 never responded to the FCC.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
To media accounts, Radio Impacto 2 never responded to the FCC as is required. Radio World's attempts to reach the station operators were unsuccessful. The FCC said that collection of the record forfeiture payment may be referred to the U.S. Department of Justice, which enforces such fines. In taking its further action, the FCC said that the station operators continue to be on the air even now and have promoted their programming to a prospective radio audience. According to the Radio World report, one of the station operators, Luis Angel Ayora, had also been issued a $20,000 forfeiture in 2015, which was never paid, resulting in a seizure of broadcast equipment. This is Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has stopped giving listeners the time of day. Shortwave radio, however, is still at it. Dave Parks, WB8ODF, explains.
CBC Radio has stopped broadcasting the official time signal of the National Research Council. The broadcast began in 1939, providing a national time synchronization signal for anyone relying on the accuracy of their clocks. CBC Radio halted the broadcasts on October 9th, noting that if any of its transmissions over HD radio or the web causes a delay of several seconds, invalidating the accuracy of what was being sent. Shortwave radio comes to the rescue. However, the NRC's official time station, CHU, operated by the Council's Institute for National Measurement Standards, broadcasts on 3.33, 7.85, and 14.67 megahertz to deliver the time, as always, in English and French. Three atomic clocks are located at the transmitter site in Ottawa, Canada. The station began broadcasting the time on an experimental basis in 1929 using the call sign VE9OB. It became known as CHU in 1938. This is Dave Parks, WB8ODF.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the K2ADA 2-meter repeater in Ocala, Florida, on Friday and Saturday nights at 7.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
AM's active in awards programs such as Worldwide Flora and Fauna, Global Mountains Award, and Islands on the Air, to name a few, are watching for changes to be made to the CQGMA project, which was taken over by the DARC in Germany during this past summer. IT volunteers have been handling the transfer of the source code and the move from the DARC's servers. Ron Yerker, DG2RON, a member of the DARC board, said that additional IT volunteers are needed in related areas, such as handling requests for support. The CQGMA project is a portal to many outdoor operating award groups, including IOTA, WWFF, and GMA. Interested parties can contact DARC directly by email to receive further information or to volunteer. The email address is DG2RON@DARC.de. October 24th marks the start of a special event that scouts everywhere have been waiting for. Bill Stearns, NE4RD, tells us about their agenda.
This is the big weekend for scouting. Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet is this weekend, October 20th through the 22nd. This is the world's largest scouting event taking place on the air and online to connect scouts from around the world with each other to share in their culture and experiences. The K2BSA has several portable stations on the air for this event, including K2BSA Portable 1 in Milton, Massachusetts, K2BSA 4 in Prattville, Alabama, K2BSA Portable 5 in Hernando, Mississippi, K2BSA Portable 6 in Bakersfield, California, K2BSA Portable 7 in Cloverdale, Oregon, K2BSA Portable 8 in Wheeling, West Virginia, and finally, K2BSA Portable KL7 in Chugiak, Alaska. Many other clubs and scouting units will be on the air with various call signs calling CQ JODA. This is not a contest, and sharing the experience of amateur radio will occur on all bands and all modes in this travel-free jamboree. Registration for the event to get your JamPuzz ID is on jota.info. JOTAJOTI.info. Additional JOTA information can be obtained on our website at k2bsa.net. For Amateur Radio Newsline and the K2BSA Amateur Radio Association, this is Bill Stearns, NE4RD.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
And the K2BSA Amateur Radio Association, this is Bill Stearns, NE4RD.
Ham Radio University is back. The day-long program on Long Island in New York devoted to all things amateur radio will be an in-person event again in January. Cell MB KB3TZD has the details.
The educational conference known as Ham Radio University is marking its 25th anniversary by returning to its pre-pandemic venue, the campus of Long Island University in Brookville, New York. On Saturday, January 6th, experts will lead discussions on more than 24 topics. HRU has provided its programming without interruption throughout the pandemic, but this is the first time in 3 years it is returning to real classroom settings. Topics will include software-defined radio, how to build an HF station, Morse code, and parks on the air. A testing session will also be offered for those who would like to upgrade their ham radio license or become a ham for the first time. Admission is free, but there is a suggested donation of $10. For those unable to attend, videos from the January HRU will be posted on HRU's YouTube channel. The channel also offers videos of previous year's sessions. For additional details or a schedule of presentations, visit hamradiouniversity.org. That's hamradiouniversity, all one word, .org. This is LMB, KB3TZD.
In the world of DX, Volker DL1WH will be active holiday style as DL1WH-P from Fairmont Island, IOTA number EU128, until the 29th of October. He will operate mainly CW with some sideband, QSL via home call, direct, or by the Bureau. Listen for special event station II0MKFR being used by members of ARI Roma IQ0RM. They will be operating from the Maker Faire Rome from the 20th to the 22nd of October. For details, see QRZ.com. In France, the radio club de Vangla, F4KLR, will be active with a special call sign TM125ED between the 4th of November through to the 31st of December. The club is marking the 125th anniversary of the public demonstration by radio pioneer Eugene Ducreté of wireless communication between the Eiffel Tower and the Pantheon. All CW and sideband QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau and EQSO.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
All CW and sideband QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau and EQSL. For other details, see QRZ.com. Listen for John W2GD operating as P40W from Aruba, IOTA number SA036, from the 24th to the 30th of October. He will be mostly active during the CQ Worldwide DX Sideband Contest. Outside of the contest, listen for him using CW on 160, 30, 17, and 12 meters. Find QSL details on QRZ.com. For our final story, we go to the islands of Jersey and Guernsey in the English Channel and discover that thanks to radio, in this case Citizens Band Radio, these aren't islands when it comes to social geography. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, brings us that story.
The magic of shortwave radio first enchanted Robert Clancy and Peter LePage when they were teenagers working together in a small bakery on Guernsey Island. The words that were carried over the airwaves gave the youngsters' world its shape as they listened to the voices of countries beyond their lives in the English Channel. In 1979, the friend turned the dial one day and discovered voices closer to home, Citizens Band on Guernsey and on the neighbouring island of Jersey. The frequencies came alive with local voices they found familiar and friendly. Those same voices only grew quieter in the years that followed as mobile phones gained popularity and CB fell rather out of favour. Now, in an era where mobile phones have a stronghold and social media has emerged as a communications giant, the voices of CB operators on Guernsey and Jersey are returning in loud chorus. CB's resurgence was recently documented in a feature story on ITV Channel Island News. Robert, who uses the handle DJ, and Peter, whose handle is Mebo2, are still on the air, keeping busy as new friends arrive on many of the 80 CB channels using AM, FM and SSB. Robert told Newsline that the regular voices on Guernsey belong to radio operators with handles like Mermaid, Rubber Lobster, The Bear and Meter Man, and the familiar voices heard on Jersey include Road Sweeper, Little Genie and Cat Weasel. The island CBers have different breaking channels, but online they share a Facebook group whose membership is growing. Robert told Newsline that the Facebook group has members worldwide, joined by lots of expats and CBers from
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
Group has members worldwide, joined by lots of expats and CBers from around the world. Peter told the ITV that radio has been, quote, the best part of my life. 4 decades later, Robert and Peter are neighbors as well as friends and are finding the connections woven by the unseen thread of radio waves to be growing even stronger. This is Jeremy Bucci for NJH.
If you have a piece of amateur radio news that you think Newsline would be interested in, send it on. We're not talking about advertising your club's upcoming ham fest or field day participation. Something that is out of the ordinary. If so, send us a brief overview via the contact page at arnewsline.org. If it's newsworthy and we would like to cover it, we'll get back to you for more details. Meanwhile, give some thought to the true poetry of amateur radio and let your literary self shine through. Visit our website to learn more about the Amateur Radio Newsline Haiku Challenge. Use the entry form on our website and please follow the rules for the number of syllables you must use to write your 3-line haiku. We cannot accept entries that do not follow traditional haiku form. With thanks to Amateur Radio Daily, Amateur Radio Digital Communications, Auspost.com, CQ Magazine, the DARC, David Behar, K7DB, Ed Fchak, WX2R, 425DX News, Facebook, FCC, Gary McKeaton, AF8A, HamGallery.com, ITV News, Nathaniel Frizzell, W2NAF, QRZ.com, Radio Info Australia, Rebecca Key, KO4KPG, Robert Clancy, Ron, DG2RON, ShortwaveRadio.de, Wireless Institute of Australia, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, non-profit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Union, Kentucky, saying 7-3. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
This concludes Amateur Radio Newsline. The frequency is available for use.
KD2FIU, KD2LTV.
This is CB2OGB on Echolink over North Carolina.
KD2OGB, this is N1YDY.